You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, Eat in Peace. Just the other day, I saw a young woman on her bike in Tokyo. It must have been just after 8 a.m. She was pedaling fast, probably heading to work. She had one hand on the handlebar, and with the other, she was munching on a sandwich, chewing as she hustled on by. And I just had this appalled chuckle. Not because I thought it was rude, not because it was against typical Japanese mannerisms, not even because it looked somewhat stressful, but just simply because physiologically, it made no sense. I realized this the hard way, you guys. I had to suffer before I finally came to this Kizuki. But years ago, I noticed that whenever I had a business lunch or dinner, I would never really eat. I was too engaged in the conversation. I was focused. I used to think that it was just that I was busy talking. And that's true. But also, my body didn't feel hungry at all. As a matter of fact, I would get hungry after I returned home from the business meal, and I would need to eat something again. And now I know there's really good reason for that. Imagine a lion in the savannah. It doesn't enjoy its meal while it's still on the run hunting. It has to go out and be on alert and grab the prey. And then after they catch their meal, they need to drag it to a safe place under a tree where there would be no other predators, look left, look right. And then when they can relax, that's when the lion starts eating. In the same way, we as animals can't digest food when our nervous system is in go mode. That's the sympathetic state, alert, strategic, externally focused. So, eating well, and I mean really receiving food, only happens when we shift, slow down, and our bodies and nervous systems feel safe. That's what this episode is about. See, there's a whole physiological sequence that allows us to digest. Our bodies need to feel relaxed and safe enough to say, okay, it's time to receive, time to chill out and break this down. It's time to absorb. In other words, you have to feel relaxed. The nervous system has to be in the parasympathetic state to be ready to take in. And that's actually being in the parasympathetic state is what allows you to salivate more and your body to produce the stomach acid and all of the digestive functions to get rolling. Because when you're tense, focused, and on alert, your body is prioritizing action, not absorption. Which means if you're eating in that state, yeah, sure, you can still eat, but you're not really receiving. That is, your body is not absorbing all of the nutrients that you're shoving in your face. You might be full, sure, but you won't really be nourished. Which is also why these days I don't do business lunches or dinners with first-time people anymore, as long as I can help it. I also saw this clearly when my kids were little, and I'll bet you many of you are going to relate if you have raised little kids. I used to wonder why I could never really enjoy my meals with them. And then one day it hit me. I wasn't actually eating. I was at the table serving my kids. You know, like seconds, spilled food, mama this, mama that, more sauce, dropped forks, napkins, pull the little seeds out, whatever. It's like, as a mom, I was constantly on alert. Like, what do they need next? So even when I sat down next to them with my plate of food, my system wasn't grounded. I was only managing. I wasn't really ready to eat and enjoy my food. So for a while, when they were really young, I started eating my meals separately. Not ideal. In the sense that, you know, it's really nice as a family to gather around the table and eat together. But it was a conscious choice for me because I just needed to eat in peace. So when they got a little older, I made a new house rule. Once we say, itadakimasu, the Japanese grace, mama's butt does not get up from the dining chair. Whenever I share that with my friends and students, it's usually the moms who perk up wide-eyed, like, oh my God, I'm always getting up and sitting down and getting up and just shoving leftovers in my mouth at meals. I'm never really rested. I'm not really eating. And I suggest to them the same promise I made to myself as soon as I had this Kizuki. The same house rule that says, mama's butt does not get up from the dining chair until she has completed her meal. Now, in order to make that happen, though, there were other things that had to happen. We needed to take a moment before mama would sit down for the meal to check, does everyone have everything they need? Things that they'll need immediately and things that we can foresee that they might need later. We started to put the entire water pitcher on the table instead of just having glasses with water in them. And we might even have like extra rice or sauces. And when Aiden, the little one, was younger, I would have like extra spoons and forks just in case he drops them. Whatever might be needed, all had to be prepped in advance for mama to keep her peace. But in doing that, we restored the moment of grace. Itadakimasu. Because it isn't just about gratitude. It's about presence. Being present to meet your meal. It's saying, from this moment on, I am here to eat, to chew, slowly, to salivate, to receive, to absorb, and of course, to enjoy. So consider this a small invitation for you to eat in peace, in case you weren't doing that already. And if you were, you can be extra conscious about it now. And for those of you who find it to be a little bit more of a challenge, maybe it's not going to be perfect at first, you know, but it doesn't have to be. You can just choose presence. Start where you can, with what you can. Just get conscious about it. You don't have to overhaul everything. Just one small moment of noticing. Because if your nervous system can't feel safe, it can't receive. You physiologically can't. And guess what? You, your body, your spirit, your whole self, you deserve to receive. This I know for sure. I hope that Kizuki lands with you, because this one, as simple as it sounds, has been a life changer for me. Thank you for listening. Learn more about me and my Kizuki Journaling Meiwai Method at my website, kizukijournaling.com. That's KIZUKIJOURNALING.com. Or find me on Instagram at MAEYOSHIKAWA.